The next case is number 10133, application by Continental Resources, Inc. for an order extending the field boundaries and amending the field rules for the Sadler-Bakken Pool to create and establish three 1,280-acre spacing units comprised of sections 3 and 10, 4 and 9, 5 and 8, in Township 161 North, Range 95 West, in Divide County, and authorizing the drilling of one well per spacing unit. In addition to Mr. Bender, any interested parties, please come forward. There appear to be no other interested parties. The identities, qualifications, and basis of knowledge of the witnesses' knowledge and basis of the content of the exhibits has been outlined in case number 10130. Mr. Bender, you may proceed.
Thank you. Michael, let's turn to exhibit L1.
Okay.
I'll identify and tell us what's contained upon it.
Exhibit L1 is a general locator map showing the fields in the area and the three proposed units which we're asking the commission to space under this case number.
And the request is to extend Sadler field boundaries to include these three 1280s, correct?
It is.
Okay, let's go to L2.
Okay. Exhibit L2 is a land plat showing sections 3 and 10, 161 North, 95 West. What it shows is a distribution of the tracts within the proposed unit. There are 7 tracts within the unit, all of which are fee tracts. The total acreage for the unit will be 1,280.32 acres.
And L3, which is a 2-page exhibit.
L3 is an ownership summary. From the summary, you can see that Continental Resources owns 50.96% of the working interest. Again, this is in the area where we have an AMI with Sampson Resources, Wheatland, and Ray Reed. The following schedules show the individual working interest within the tracts within the unit.
L4
is a land plat showing sections 4 and 9, 161 North, 95 West. What it shows is there are 6 tracts within the proposed unit, all of which are fee. There's approximately 1,279.60 acres within the unit.
You have on here a tract 5 and a 5A. Is there just a small lot within tract 5, you know?
I'm not exactly sure why there's a 5 and a 5A. There might be a small difference in ownership within that quarter section.
Okay, and then Exhibit L5?
Exhibit L5 shows a distribution of the... it's an ownership summary showing a distribution of the working interest in the proposed unit. Continental Resources has 33.74%. Again, this is in our AMI with Sampson, Wheatland, and Ray Reed.
Okay, and L6?
L6 is a land plat showing the tracts within sections 5 and 8. 161 North, 95 West. As you can see, there are 8 fee tracts within the proposed unit consisting of 1,278.40 acres.
And
L7 is an ownership summary showing a distribution of the working interest in the proposed unit. Continental has 40.27%. Again, we have an AMI with Sampson, Wheatland, and Ray Reed, which would cover this proposed unit.
No further questions of Mr. Booz in case 10,133.
Any questions of Mr. Booz by the staff? There appear to be none. You may continue, Mr. Bender.
Thank you. Chase, let's go to Exhibit G1. Can you tell us what that is?
Okay, Exhibit G1 in case 10,133 is a structural map drawn on the top of the Bakken Shale. Using existing subsurface well control, on this map are shown existing field boundaries and names in blue. In red are the three proposed 1,280-acre spacing units, and the green dots indicate existing or past Bakken-producing wells. Also shown on here is the type log well indicated on here by the triangle shows the location, I should say, of the type log well, which is contained on Exhibit G2.
Okay, let's go to G2.
And G2 is the type log for the well in the area showing the presence of the Bakken formation, including the upper Bakken shale, the middle Bakken member, and the lower Bakken Shale, with the Lodgepole Formation above and the Three Forks Formation below. Also shown on this type log is our proposed target zone within the middle, the middle Bakken member.
So is it your opinion, Chase, that the Sadler Bakken Pool extends in and under the six sections that you're proposing to be established as three 1,280-acre spacing units?
Yes.
And if a well is drilled in any of these spacing units, will it produce from the same common source of supply as wells currently drilled and producing from the Sadler Bakken Pool?
Yes.
No further questions of this witness.
Any questions by the staff of the witness?
Chase, this is Mark Borg. The well in the southeast of 5 that produces from the Bakken Pool?
I'm sorry, in the southeast of Section 5?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct. Apparently a vertical Bakken producer. I don't have the current data on it. It may not be currently producing, but it is either now or has in the past produced from the Bakken and was completed in that in the Bakken zone.
Yeah, that well still produces from the Bakken. I assume you want that to remain on its existing spacing unit?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You want that well to remain on its existing spacing unit?
I believe that would be correct. However, at the time that if we drill a well in this area, we would have to come to the commission to get this sorted out.
No, we just want it to be included. Keep it on its existing spacing unit. I believe it's spaced at one well to 160 acres, and then our request would be to overlap the 1280.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. That's correct.
Yep, that's right. It wasn't a geologic question.
Any other questions of the witness by the staff? There appear to be none. You may continue, Mr. Bender.
Thank you. We'll recall Ken Smith. Ken, have direct your attention to Exhibit E1. Is that the identical exhibit as you previously discussed in case 10,130?
Yes, it is.
And Exhibit E2 and E3, those two exhibits are identical to Exhibit E2 in case 10,030, correct?
Yes.
So, and E4, correct?
That's correct.
So all the testimony you would have provided in E1 and E2 in case 10,030 would be equally applicable to E1 through E4 in case 10,133, correct?
Yes.
No further questions. We would offer each one of the exhibits that was identified in case 10,133 by the witnesses.
The exhibits are received, and are there any questions of Mr. Smith by the staff? Okay, there appear to be none. Anything further on this case, Mr. Bender?
Nothing further on that case.
That concludes, then, case number 10133.